Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Once again, each and every week here in Lake 98.1, History and You, with Steve from the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you feeling?
I can't complain.
Well, I'm glad to know that, because if you were ill, I could have referred you to Dr. Till.
Yeah, Dr. Till. I have no idea who that is.
Well, I'm going to tell you all about him.
Please do.
He was probably the greatest charlatan that came out of this area. He was a charlatan first class. He was famous for being a plaster healer of northern Wisconsin. Born in Austria in 1870, came to Canada at age 28. Came down into Wisconsin, had a stint as a blacksmith, a lumberjack. He was interested in folk remedies, and he even treated a Mrs. Octave of Somerset, Wisconsin. She had an infected cheek, and so he smeared this plaster over her, and she believed she was miraculously healed. Now, Till practiced this healing art in Hudson, New Richmond, Somerset, Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, in the early 1900s. Patients would come to him by the hundreds, Terry, and would wait outside his clinic, and he would call his patients in 12 at a time. 12 at a time.
Okay.
To receive one of two treatments. And he diagnosed you by putting his finger on your jugular vein, and he would diagnose what was wrong with you. Then one of his assistants would apply one of the two magic formulas. One of the salves was called 4X. It was reserved for the most severe cases. The basic plaster that he used was a concoction of kerosene and croton oil, both of which are irritants designed to stimulate blood flow. The oil from the plant seeds is a powerful purgative and irritant that causes severe diarrhea and skin lesions. So he's smearing this stuff over people's bodies and curing them. Now, the belief was the plaster drew the poison out of the body. So Dr. Till was so popular for so long that they thought the economy of the entire North Woods depended on him. He got in trouble in the early 1900s. He was arrested for not practicing with a license. He got arrested again in 1921, same thing. He ended up getting in a lot of trouble, getting fined. It must have been a family business, because Till's sister also was arrested for peddling her own plaster concoctions in 1932. And someone actually went to him for tuberculosis, thinking the plaster would cure her of tuberculosis.
Interesting.
And when he died, his obituary stated that he was a well-known plastic surgeon, even though he never did that at all.
Steve, I love how you make history fun here for our listeners.
History is fun.
Absolutely, and we want to invite and encourage our listeners to support the mission of what you guys do down at the center. How do people get a hold of the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center?
Hey, go to our website, www.schrc.org, and look up all of the great things that are happening.
We'll talk to you next week.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.